Yowza, yowza, yowza. Welcome, my friend, to Friday the 13th. And today, again, doesn't have anything to do with black cats or any of that. It has to do with bad luck. And the bad luck was the fact that the Pope convinced the King of France that the Knights of Templar were getting too much power. And on a Friday the 13th, the year I don't remember, but it was on a Friday the 13th that the King of France decided that all the Knights Templar needed to be killed. So they were killed everywhere. And that was a bad luck day for the Knights Templar. And they decided that would be a bad luck day for everybody. And it's continued on through history. Big thing this week, the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. And if you're one of those guys who say, that sexual harassment stuff, it's just, think about it for a second. If you're a guy, look at the way your boss treats you. Pretty inhuman most of the time, isn't it? And you don't say a word about it. Why? Because you want to keep your job, or you'd like to get that promotion, or you have to keep your health care. Now imagine if you're a woman and the boss is male and he's, for a nominal service charge, you could continue to keep working and we could put you. That's how it works. And the women always get the gooey end of the stick. And if you don't think so, you're an idiot. Now, there are a lot of women who, you got to pick your sexual harassment. A dirty joke is not sexual harassment. Sexual harassment is real and is tangible. And you need to, when you make your complaint, make sure it's sexual harassment and not just a guy being a dumbass. Because God knows there's plenty of dumbasses and dunderheads around. So if you don't think this sexual harassment thing is real, you really need to think again. What most men don't realize is that women are the best assassins in the world. They can get anywhere, they can go anywhere, and the guys will let them just, boom, they're dead. So always, always honor women. And if you're a guy and you're saying, well, how do I maneuver through this sexual harassment thing? One thing that I read the other day that just seems like perfect sense. Suppose the person next to you is The Rock. Would you say what you're going to say to The Rock? And if you're not, then chances are you shouldn't say it to that woman that you're working with. Just a thought. Couple other things. Why do people put on their brakes before they get out of the tunnel on the merit? It doesn't make any sense. That's why accidents happen, because people are doing stupid things. The other thing is, because I've been driving the merit a lot lately, you're going up the merit and you see that there are entrances and exit ramps coming up. When they are, get over. Allow some room for people to get on. And if you're one of those people who are getting on, don't just because you think that the car in front of you has gone, hit the gas and move because you think there's space. You ever notice that by those exits, and there's always somebody's rear-ended somebody? Don't trust anybody. Wait until the car in front of you is gone. Then look and see if you've got a clearance. Because just because you say, oh, hell, I can make that, the person in front of you is probably a wuss bunny, and I don't think I can make it, and you hit them. And then it's your fault, and your insurance goes up because they were a nimble. Some things are just going through my mind on this Friday the 13th. Oh, in a wonderful month of monsters and mayhem. October. In less than, I think, 90 days, we're going to be looking at a new year. And you have to ask yourself, have you had fun yet? What are you waiting for? It's like those guys who, I'm not going to go to Hawaii till I get my retirement. And then 2 days after they retire, their heart gives out. Don't wait for that stuff. Have fun every day because, today is all you got. So pig out, pork out, freak out to the best of your ability, my friend. Do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. And the best time to do it is on a weekend. And we got one staring us eyeball to eyeball. So you have gotta. That's G-O-T-T-A, gotta. Gotta get over by the entrance ramps. Yada, we out.